The number of visas issued to international students who want to study in the United States has dropped for two straight years. That's hurt colleges that have helped mitigate declines in domestic student enrollment by recruiting abroad. 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross says that applies to some community colleges in the Puget Sound region.
Green River College in Auburn has become one of the top community colleges for international students in the country. Here's a Chinese student speaking in a Green River recruitment video on YouTube.
I am super amazed about the diversity here in campus. I think they're from like more than 60 countries. So
tuition for international students is more than double what it is for Washington residents. So when international enrollment drops, it's a big deal financially for the institutions. International enrollment has decreased at Green River for the past 2 years. Wendy Stewart is Vice President of International Programs and Extended Learning at Green River. She says one reason is that fewer visas are being approved for students from China and Vietnam, two major countries that Green River draws from.
And so when students don't have their visa approved, they don't reapply typically anymore. They used to. Now they turn to other countries, Canada, Australia, which have more predictable visa processes.
The three campuses of Seattle colleges have also experienced a decline. And right now is crunch time. Students in other countries have been admitted, but are now waiting to see if they'll get their visas to study here in the fall. Andrea Inslee is Associate Vice Chancellor over Global Initiatives at Seattle Colleges.
In some cases, they've been denied and they're trying to prepare for a new interview. And so we're trying to assist them.
The number of international students at community and technical colleges statewide peaked in 2014-2015. It's fallen 15% since then. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.